listening to the audio production of Unexpected. Leave fear behind. Move forward in faith. Embrace the adventure. By Christine Kane. Published by Zondervan and read by the author. Dedication. To my spiritual mother, Joyce Meyer, your unconditional love has been one of the greatest unexpected blessings of my life. You have loved me and nurtured me as if I were your own. I wouldn't be who I am if I had not met you. I wouldn't be where I am if you had not believed in me, supported me, encouraged me, accepted me, corrected me, and guided me. Words could never express my gratitude to you or for you. I will forever love you. Epigraph. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, ESV. Prologue. The unexpected invitation. To expect the unexpected shows a thoroughly modern intellect. Oscar Wilde. For my 50th birthday, Nick gave me the greatest gift ever. He invited 150 of our dearest friends to a huge celebration he'd planned for a year. It was a dinner cruise with wonderful food, dancing, a beautiful cake, and lots of laughs. It was one of the most amazing nights of my life. And as I'd find out later that evening, it would also become one of the saddest nights of my life. While I was on the boat dancing Zorba the Greek with all my friends, I missed multiple phone calls from my brother Andrew. I discovered them on the drive home, along with an unexpected text. Mum is gone. In a matter of minutes, I went from soaking in the memories of the happiest night imaginable to feeling utterly heartbroken. I was whiplashed by the shock of it all. I had just spoken with my mother earlier in the day when my brother George had helped her FaceTime with me. Although she had been ill for some time, I thought we had at least a few more months. I had even told her I would call after the party as I expected to give her a full report on all the fun. I'll always cherish the last memory I have of her, looking at her face, seeing her sweet smile, and hearing her say, "I love you." Such an unexpected gift, right before an unexpected loss. It's strange how life can be that way. Though full of surprises, both good and bad, and sometimes all in the same day, we can go from cleaning up after a birthday party to planning a funeral, from hearing a shocking diagnosis to welcoming our first grandchild, from a layoff notice at lunch to a marriage proposal at dinner, from an unexpected car repair one day to a raise and promotion the next, from planning a vacation to losing everything in a hurricane. It seems the unexpected is one of the mysteries of life, something we have no control over but are guaranteed to experience every single day. Of course, we don't usually mind the unexpected when it's happy or inconsequential. But when the unexpected strikes fear in our hearts or is deeply painful, like losing someone we cherish, it can throw us into such a devastated state that we withdraw or shut down, unable to move forward in our marriage, our friendship, our health, our career, our faith. Whiplashed and then immobilized by something we never expected, we end up stuck in a place we never wanted to be, stuck in a place where our world shrinks and we hide inside of it, living a story far smaller than God intends, forfeiting the future that could have been, the destiny we were born to live. We've all been there, tempted to pull back and hide when we were wounded, disappointed, or disillusioned, when we faced failure or endured another heartache, when we suffered a loss that was more than we felt we could bear, when we made promises to ourselves that
Sample complete. Ready to continue?